Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about is America racist? Well, let's go. Yes, today is the morning. It's 4th of July, so happy 4th of July to all you people. Oh yeah, and incidentally, don't go outside. If you live like around a major city, especially New York City, don't go outside because supposedly there's going to be a false flag that, that Israel's supposed to do for the United States so we could go fight in Iran or whatever. So, yeah, so that's a little PSA from me to you. Don't go outside. Just do your barbecuing at home, all right? Good. Yeah, I like fireworks, but I'm going to be working. I'll get off at 7, so hopefully nothing happens to me. I doubt it. I don't live in, if it happens, it happens, right? Fuck it. Well, anyways, let's take out some fireworks before I gotta go to work. Yeah, 4th of July is the real American Independence Day, not that Juneteenth bullshit crap. Yeah, what the hell is that shit? Yeah, it was some fucking traitors that traded some nuclear secrets to a different country, and yeah, that was some bullshit, but fuck Juneteenth in my opinion. Let's go talk about something else, right? Oh yeah, I almost forgot. This is supposed to be about racism. Yes, the United States is not racist. We treat people very, very well. Just look at this little clip that I have because people are whining saying, "Oh yeah, look how they treat the foreign people. America's this, America's that." Really? Here's some receipts, fuckfaces. Enjoy. Yeah, look, they're not in prison. He's wearing regular clothes. Look at his little quote-unquote cell room. Yeah, it's small and all, but look, he has a regular chair. It's a desk or whatever. Yeah, he has a fan. Huh. Yeah, the bed could be a little bit better, but hey, he's not wearing no oranges or reds or anything like that. To me, it looks like it's a little bit better than how we treat our prisoners here, but that's splitting hairs, right? Let's continue. Yeah, look at this. He even got a fucking butler. What the fuck? In which other country do fucking people have butlers? And you're quote-unquote locked up? Yeah, these guys get treated way, way better than the prisoners here in the United States. Fuck, if I was in prison, I would like to have my own little Jeeves or fucking Mr. Belvedere clean after me. But yeah, you see, this is racism? You call this shit racism? Fuck you. Well, maybe he's gonna rape him. He's trying to look at him right there laying in bed. what a fucking lecher. In case you don't know what a lecher is, it's another word for pervert. Yes, he's a pervert. Pervy, but that's not racism, right? That just means he's kind of amorous. Oh, yes. Sex offender, anyone? Yay! Yes, look at this guy, he's being abused. He has a big ass screen TV. Yeah, usually prisoners don't get TV that big. If that, they get probably what, like a 13-inch TV? Yeah, and they have to pay it out of their own pocket? Yeah, if they make what, like $5 a day? How the fuck is that gonna get them a TV? Cause I'm sure they're gonna be charging them full price. Ooh, and look, this guy's eating French fries. Oh yes, can prisoners do this? But no, but immigrants can. Yes, these are your tax dollars hard at work, and America's racist, apparently. Next. Yeah, do prisoners get this? That looks like a home-cooked meal, but whatever, right? And let's see what this dude's gonna do for him, right? Yeah, look, this dude's getting special treatment. Even a fucking senator is right there helping him out. Yeah, if you were in this guy's shoes, you think they'll help you out? Or me? No, because we were born here. So no, we don't get cash and prizes. But if you were from a foreign country, yeah, this dude is from El Salvador. So fuck cerotes, in my opinion, fuck them all. But yes, fucking America's racist. No, the only one that's racist is me. So fuck this shit. Yeah. No, that fucking El Salvadorian guy didn't get abused, not one bit. He was actually treated way better than the prisoners here in the United States. Yeah, fuck the people from El Salvador. Sorry, I don't like those fucking people. The women are fucking whores and the men are fucking scumbags. I had interactions with them. If you met them, you'll see what I mean. So, fuck them and fuck all these people giving all these immigrants special treatments. Yes, I'm the one that's paying taxes, not these cocksuckers, but yet America's racist. Like I said, the only one racist is moi. But whatever, right?
I did not get that sense. Look, you never know, but I asked him if he was okay. He said yes. He said he has a blood pressure condition. Yes, he had a doctor. On a very cursory.
Yeah, supposedly America's racist. So if America was racist, why did he get medical attention? Why is he eating well? And why does it have a senator visiting him? Right? But yet America's racist? Yeah, it's just people trying to do their fucked up agenda. Just an opinion, correct? Let's move on. Hey, at least they're not wearing prisoner uniforms, right? Huh, look at this. Good fucking place. Nice clean area, even has this fucking big ass jug of water. Yeah, this is not racism. It's just that people are just retarded, right? Just saying. Yeah, the only thing is you can't masturbate right there because there's a camera. Unless you don't care, then you could go at it. It's like, might as well give them a show, right? They're paying the bill. Might as well. Yes, look at the racism this guy is suffering from these fucking abusive motherfuckers. Oh no, America's so bad that even this brown person's being taken care of by another brown person. Oh no, heaven forbid. These people are so stupid. Racism? You call this shit racism? You're retarded. Yeah, even these motherfuckers are learning new skills. I wish I could learn stuff like that. I like to work out. But no, America's racist, right? Look at this. This is racism that your tax dollars are paying. Fucking insane. Yeah, these guys are playing games. And what are you doing? Nothing but jerking off. Fun times, right? These people get to do whatever the hell they want while you're right here slaving away and working. Fun times indeed. Oh, I guess my cousin Polly's getting deported too. Bye, asshole. Yes, train these people to mow lawns and shit. Fun times, agriculture, yes, the original robots. Oh, but look, they're still eating well, yeah. And this is racism, huh? Yes, look at this, racism. They even got fucking sunflowers. Oh, look at that, that looks fucking awesome. And now they're taking them home. Yes, hope you enjoyed your stay here in America. Enjoy and tell your friends from El Salvador to come here and get your frequent flyer miles, yay. Yeah, look, he has his little things on his hands, whatever kind of clothes, I guess. He's not handcuffed. They even got his hand on his shoulder and like, yeah, like go in there. Yeah, he doesn't even sound like biting or Trump. Yeah, go home. Enjoy the rest of your trip, man. Bye. Yeah, we sent this guy off in a good, feel-good place, right? But yet America's racist. Yeah, because we don't have people running our country very well. They're all fucking bunch of jackasses. But we gave that guy a good trip back home, and look how we have our fucking domestic people. This fucking beast is disgusting, but that's the kind of people that are apparently running the country, because it's not us, it's some other creature. You know what? This is America's problem, that we let loudmouth losers control us and make us do things that we don't want to do. This is bullshit, in my opinion.
Last ball.
Yeah, this is so fucking disgusting, but yet America's racist. Look at this fucking nigger. You think in another country she'll get away with this fucking bullshit? No, but we allow this shit because we're fucking stupid. We need better leaders, in my opinion, but that's the shit that we have to deal with. Oh, in my opinion, America is not racist, just stupid, because we allow people to do some dumbass shit. Well, anyways, you guys enjoy the rest of your day. Happy 4th of July. Don't go out and party, because most likely it's going to be some bullshit because of the shit with Iran and Israel. So don't go outside. Just be safe and happy. So take care of yourself and just build a better future, because these fuckers can do fuck. Well, goodbye.
White people should just start voting in overtly pro-white candidates, because that's what every other group does and have been doing. The mayor of New York is talking about how he wants to raise taxes on affluent white neighborhoods. In other words, I'm going to use political power to target this group specifically because they got it in an unfair way, and I'm trying to fix the system to redistribute. I don't give a fuck what you want to do. I'm voting in the most racist guy I know, because I don't actually mean that, but I don't believe you anymore. Like, it's not about justice. It's so obviously about power and resentment and a complete double standard, because then they'll bitch and moan and cry if white people do the same thing, if white people even start to organize according to their group's interest to any degree. It's literally apocalyptic. Yet these minority candidates, like representing these interest groups, that's their whole platform, is promoting their group's identity. And then they'll say, like, nothing's actually happening. That's not actually happening. But it is happening because you guys deserve it. You should not care about the accusations anymore. It's so fucking obvious.